हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितै यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचर निकर व्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् पाश्य भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्रसौ नस्तुरीयः So, we have seen 30 karikas. That is the 31st karika. All these objects of experience constituting this world of never known duality are all mithya. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. Main reason. Because then when we say they do not have independent existence, what it means is all these objects are non-different from Atma. Sadvastu. The entire object universe is non-different from Sadvastu. Experiencer is non-different, experience is non-different, experienced world is non-different. Being non-different, all three are essentially one. An Atma is non-separate from all of them. Atma being non-separate from the world, world being non-different from Atma, what can we talk of this world? The world is nothing but projection, appearance of the Atma. Therefore, what actually is only the Atma. There is no such thing called Anatma at all. What is only Atma? What is said to be something different as Anatma is actually not there independently. Is not a second thing to be counted. It is appearance of the only Atma. But all these objects, though they are non-different from Atma, mistaken to be different by people of indiscriminate people are deluded minded. People who are deluded, who do not have a discriminative understanding of what is as though. Therefore, Srila Bhagavatpada, Gaudapacharya says, the person who has the vision of the Atma, who has clear ascertained doubtful vision of the Atma being the only secondless non-dual reality, that person alone can understand even receiving contradictions in the Shastram being not there. Without having this proper vision of the Ashastram, if a person happens to interpret the Shastram, he cannot handle, he cannot say, interpret correctly, because there are many contradictions also, seeming contradictions in the Shastram. If a person has to interpret correctly, understanding what is a seeming contradiction, etc., he must have doubt-free knowledge. So, avishankitaha, sahayeva kalpayet. Okay, we saw that earlier. And even Manusmriti also states the same thing. It's very important for one to have the clear vision of what is absolutely real in order to explain, interpret all the teachings given in all this Shastra-based literature. Smriti, Shruti, Puranas, Itihasas, everything. In fact, if a person has a clear vision of the Atma, one can even understand what other Mahatmas have said in other cultures also. See, let me give an example. When I was growing up as a child, in schools and colleges, I had to study so much of Tamil literature, so much you had to study. So much, I would write pages and pages. Tamil literature means so much you have to study. We have covered so much, memorized, by-hearted, presented the papers, got good marks and passed out also. But what exactly is said there? To understand, it took some time. Okay, only after studying the Vedanta Shastram, Satyam, this is my own experience, studying Vedanta, this is what Manikavachakar says. This is what Tirumular says. This is what he says. Vision, the depth of the vision of any jnani can be understood only if we have the same depth of vision. Therefore, what Manusmriti says here, what Gaudapacharya says here in his Karika is very okay. Now, we have to enter into the next karika, 31st karika. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this 30th karika. I'm going to read the sentence. There's only one sentence. Shankara Bhagavatpada states, as introduction to this 31st
recording in progress. Karika.
Yadu yetadu dvaitasya asatvam uktam yuktitaha. What he says, dvaitasya asatvam yuktitaha uktam. Asatvam means mithyatvam, vaitatyam, non-reality of the duality has been explained, revealed very clearly, logically, yuktitaha uktam. So duality being not real, very clearly using the reasoning explained by Bhagavad Pada Shankaracharya in his commentary, of course in the original text, Karikas by Gaudapada Acharya. Both Jains Acharyas have explained. Yuktitaha means what? Using the reasoning means stating the objects or the world of objects having the status of being an object of knowledge, being dependent on subject for their existence, they are mithya. And because they have beginning and end, they are time bound. Because of the time bound, they are mithya. Two important reasons. Drishyatvam, grahyatvam, anityatvam, karyatvam. Remember these two four words? These are the example, okay? These are the four words I said, which state that Gaudapada Acharya, Shankara Bhagavadpada, both of them, their karikas, and in the commentary, respectively, establish the fact that world of duality is not real, logically. But again, Shankaracharya himself says, tadu yetadu Vedanta Pramana Avagatam. Vedanta Pramana Avagatam. Yuktitaha yadu uktam tadu Vedanta Pramana Avagatam. What has been explained logically, don't think it has been established only through reasoning. Of course, it has been already, it has been revealed in the means of what is called Vedanta Shastram. Vedanta Pramana Avagatam. What has been understood already from the Vedanta Shastram alone has been again explained logically by both the Acharyas. So Shruti states the fact duality is mithya. Gaudapada Acharya also confirmed that fact, logically explaining it, stating it has dependent existence, it is drishyatvadu. Shankara Bhagavadpada also reconfirmed it, stating, yes, anityatvadu. This duality is mithya. So what is the sentence? Whatever has been the fact, already stated by the Vedanta Shastram alone, has been explained logically again. Which means reasoning has been used, logic has been used only in support of what has been already revealed by the Vedanta Shastram. Reasoning is not independently used as a pramanam. That's the fact he states. Why? Because the world exists. The world is not real. This existing world is not real. The duality you're experiencing is not real. This fact no other pramanam reveals. No other pramanam reveals. Shastram alone states dvaitam mithya, dvaitam vithatam, jagan mithya, dvaitam mithya. Who only Shastram says. Shastram is the first pramanam. So reasoning is used only to determine, ascertain, reinforce the fact what has been already revealed by the already understood from the Shastra. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada states in his first sentence. Vedanta Pramana Dwara Avagatam, Vedanta Pramanena Avagatam, Vedanta Pramana Dwara Avagatam, Vedanta Pramana Avagatam. Tadeva Yuktitaha, Yuktitaha Uktam. What? Asatvam. Understand, Asatvam, Mithyatvam, Vaitatyam, all these words mean the same, noun form. Asatvam, non-reality. Mithyatvam, Vaitatyam, all three words mean the same. Okay, this is the Karika now. Here again, Gaudapada Acharya, this is the same teaching, again giving three examples. Svapnamaye yatha drishte, Svapnamaye yatha drishte, Gandharvanagaram yatha, Gandharvanagaram yatha, Tatha Vishwamidam Drishtam, Tatha Vishwamidam Drishtam, Vedanteshu Vichakshanaihi, Vedanteshu Vichakshanaihi, Swapnamaye Yatha Drishte, Swapnamaye Yatha Drishte, Gandharvanagaram Yatha, Gandharvanagaram Yatha, Tatha Vishwamidam Drishtam, Tatha Vishwamidam Drishtam, Vedanteshu Vichakshanaihi, Shu Vichakshanaihi. Swapna Maye Yatha Drishte, Gandharvanagaram Yatha Drishtam, Tata Idam Vishwam Drishtam. See, Idam Vishwam Drishtam. Idam Vishwam Drishtam. This universe has been seen. The universe has been understood, perceived. Okay. By whom? Vichakshanaihi. See, Vichakshanaha, men of clear vision. Chakshuhu means eye. The men of unique eye, men of unique vision, clear vision of what is Atma. People who see only the truth, who do not see the world as what? As, okay, oh, the world is just appearance of the Atma. How clear we are when we see, oh, all these waves are not really there. Waves are only appearance of the water. We don't say the two things are there. Waves are all appearance of the water. Similarly, there are people who see, one must see the Atma clearly, thereby one can say what? All that is only Atma. Atma alone appears as everything. There is no second thing other than Atma. People of such clear vision are Vichakshanaha. By such people, by Vichakshanaihi, people of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision, Idam Vishwam Drishtam. This is how the universe is seen, universe has been seen. Okay, and which was also revealed in what? Vedanteshu. In all the statements of Vedanta Shastram, this fact is revealed. Vedanteshu means in all the statements of in Upanishads, there are many statements, many places, this fact has been revealed. Okay, what is seen by the Vichakshanaha. How they see it? they see it as how Sopnamaye Drishte, how the dream seen is not real, how the Maya experienced is not. Maya here means the magic. The magician's projection, illusory projection, how it is seen as not real. The dream is not seen as not real. So also how Gandharva Nagaram, even the celestial city, okay, just imagined in the sky, as though it is there. It's also not real. How these three are seen as not real, exactly this world of duality experience, the waking state also is seen as not real by men of wisdom, vision, and as stated in the Vedanta Shastram, Vedanteshu Drishtam, means how the men of vision see this fact of world being not real through the pramanam called Pramana Shruti Dwara. Vedantesh means in the statements revealing the fact, which serves pramana pramanam, they through see this fact. They have seen this fact. Okay. So Yatha Sopnamaye Drishte. Yatha Gandhavanagram Drishtam means what? Exactly how the dream world of duality, how the illusory magic show projected by the magician, and also as well Gandharva Nagaram, the city of celestials, okay, built in the sky, are experienced to be mithya, non-real. Tatha, so too, idam vishwam, this world of duality experienced in this waking state also, understood to be mithya by men of wisdom with the help of or from the statements of Vedanta Shastram. That's much alone is that. Okay. Let us read the Bhashyam. Very simple. At least for us to relax. It's like consolidating. Because he's going to take us to an important verse. Wants to confirm again. Sopnascha maya cha. See, sopnaha, masculine gender word. Maya, feminine gender word. Together he presents dual home. Sopna maya. Asad vastu atmike. Asad vastu atmike. Asad vastu atmike. Asad vastu atmika means what? Asatyau. Non. Dream is non-real. Of course, magicians, the illusory projection also is non-real. But he says, even though they are not real, sad vastvatmike iva lakshyete aviveki bihi. This sentence is added by Shankaracharya. So this non-real, as though real, seemingly real, relatively real, dream, and also the magician's show, is considered to be, seen to be real. By whom? Aviveki bihi. By indiscriminate people of delusion. Indiscriminate people, deluded people. Aviveki bihi. And he gives example, one more thing. See, what is Gandharva Nagaram? We have no clue, isn't it? Gandharvaha means celestial musicians. Nagaram city. So city of Gandharvas, city of celestials. And where is it? It is imagined to be there in the sky. When we see many clouds coming together and dispersing, you know, together, one must have certain sensitivity, you know, certain subtleness to see, appreciate something. Shankaracharya explains, if we do not know how to appreciate Gandharva Nagaram, he tells how to see that. Yathacha prasarita panyaha. Prasarita panyaha. See, panyaha means many, many articles, ingredients sold in the shop. Or panyaha. Okay, vendable articles. They all spread out. Okay, when the shopkeeper comes and opens the shop, they'll all be spread out and kept. So the people can come and see and buy. Okay. So prasarita panyaha means just as the vendable articles, panyaha means vendable articles. Prasaritaha, they all spread out. Where? In the shop. Panagriha, pana means actually maybe apana. Prasarita panyapana. Prasarita panyapana. Page number. I was reading from earlier 381. Some people who are following Sanskritam here, you have to read together. Prasarita panyapana. Panyapana. Apanaha shop. Panya vendable article. Panyaha vendable articles. Ingredients, things. Prasarita panyapana means the shop with its spread out vendable ingredients, things. Then griha. Griha stands for many houses. Prasada, mansions. And there Sri Pum Janapada. The areas of men and women. Vyavahara akirnam iva. Vyavahara means transactions. Okay. Akirnam iva. As though Gandharva Nagaram drishyamanam eva. If we have imaginative, highly imaginative, one may highly imaginative, just to see the clouds to be, which are there in the sky, to see, it shows how imaginative a person must be. Okay. Highly imaginative. Oh, I can see when all the clouds come together, it looks, okay, akirnam iva, spread out, scattered. There's a small city, okay, spread out with the transactions of men and women in the different areas. Where there are mansions, there are houses. Oh, look at this. It looks as though there's a shop. It is spread out many vendable ingredients and articles, things. When we were young, we used to see, okay, you all must have seen that thing. The moon, no, we always say this one granny is sitting and making vadai. That's what we always see, okay. I should show you maybe even how I see it. Full moon day, we used to go and see that, okay. It's just seeing. It's all what? Mithya. Okay. Therefore, so Shankaracharya explained, Gandharva Nagaram, we do not know. We do not know how to imagine. So he himself explains, what is Gandharva Nagaram? He said, Prasarita Panyapana Griha Prasada Stripum Janapada. Janapada in the areas, okay, the land for the people, men and women. So vyavahara transactions happening. All these akirnam, as though there is a city spread with all these things. In what? Gandharva Nagaram. Drishyamanameva, as it is being seen. Drishyamanameva sat. As it is being seen, akasmat, unexpectedly, suddenly, Abhavatam Gatam. Abhavatam Gatam means what? It disappears. Okay. It goes, it just goes away. Abhavatam Gatam. It becomes non-existent. This has been seen by us. It has been experienced by us. Yatha, like what? Yatha cha. Svapnamaye drishte asadrupe. Exactly. This is how the Gandharva Nagaram is seen to be not going away, becoming non-existent, as it is experienced also. As the dream and the magicians show also, seen to be non-real. Asadrupe. Tatha, exactly. How you are so happy, glad to accept the fact that they're all not real. This idam vishwam, idam dvaitam vishwam samastam. See, samastam dvaitam vishwam asat drishtam. Samastam dvaitam idam vishwam. Idam samastam dvaitam vishwam. This entirety of this world of duality, the universe of duality, also is seen, understood to be mithya, as real as those examples given. The Shankara Bhagavatpada's teaching. Then, so when he says has been already established in the Shastram, Vedanteshu Uktam Drishtam Vichakshanaihi, therefore, kwa, where in the Vedanta? Hey, been talking to you so long, still you're asking kwa? Come on, let me give you a few more examples. Listen to me. If you ask where, I will make you feel bored, okay? I will repeat, she says. Aha, that's the punishment, okay? Not to punish, it's a blessing, isn't it? It's a statement. Kwa iti, aha. Where is it? Vedanteshu kwa drishtam. Where is it seen in Vedanta? Kathopanishad. Okay? 11th mantra of the first chapter of second section of the second. Dvitiya adhyayaha prathamavalli ekadasham mantraha. Neha nanasti kinchana na iha nana asti kinchana. Na iha nana asti kinchana. There are not many as seen here. Nana means variety. There's no variety or differences as we see here. We will see, in spite of seeing, we must know it is only appearance. It's only projection. Projection appearance means non-different from its vastu. Vastu is non-separate from this. Na iha nana asti kinchana. You can say this. Na iha nana tarangaha santi. There are not many waves here. There's not difference of waves here. Why? All appearances. This is one, okay? Which means the plurality is negated, duality is negated by this statement. Then, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 16th mantra. From the 5th chapter, 2nd section. 5th section, 2nd chapter. He said, Indromayabhihi. This is also a very nice quote. Said, I want to give you an extra information here. Indraha Mayabhihi. that the mantra, he just stops there. It means, see, the word Indraha here does not mean Devata. Indraha means the Lord Ishvara. Ishvara alone, Maya Bihi, through his own powers of Maya Shakti, appears as this world of duality, as many. Why Ishvara is called Indraha? It's not necessary, I want to tell you. Okay? You want to know why Lord is called Indraha? Okay. Because Indraha means we think only of Devata. The beauty is, Idam Taya Drishyate Yena Saha Indraha. The one by whom this universe is seen as this is Indra. Devata Indra will leave him. The Lord of Devas is different. But even Bhagavan Ishwaraha is said to be Indraha. Indraha means the Lord. Why? There's no seer other than the Lord. The one and the only seer. In all reality shows, they'll highlight. Some guest comes means they'll talk very highly of that person. No? The chief guest comes means they'll talk very highly of the guest in all reality shows. You've seen, notice in televisions. The one and the only person like that. Absolutely, the one and the only knower seer is Ishvara. The one by whom alone this entire world of duality is seen as this. Idam taya, yena drishyate jagat saha indraha. Idam taya drishyate anena iti indraha. Okay. This is extra note, okay? Anyway, here what Gaudapahacharya says here, there also I want, the word used is very important, which means the seen world is non-separate from the seer Ishvara. That's why I want to explain the meaning. Okay, the seen world is non-separate from the seer Ishvara. Has no independent existence outside of the seer Ishvara. Therefore, the very word Indraha tells what? Universe being non-dual. Non-duality being the reality. And how is it possible? The only seer sees himself only. What does he see? What is being seen also himself. The seer also himself. The only seer of one's own self. Swadrik is Indraha. Swadrik is Indraha. What is seen also is non-different from his own projections. He sees his own projections as though they are different from him. Separate from. Okay? That's why. And how? It's all because of this knowing power. That is the power. Okay? Maya Bihi. So Maya Bihi. Maya is only one power. Why plural word there? Maya's own power alone is there as the power of activity, power, jnana shakti, kriya shakti, icha shakti, one power with its threefold manifestations. Wielding this power, the Bhagavan sees this whole world of duality as though there are many. So this state process establishes Mithyatam of the Jagat. Then, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Atma Vedam Agra Asit. Atma Eva Idam Agre Asit. Agre, before the manifestation of this universe, Atma alone was. Which means that Atma Eva Asit means other than Atma, there was no second thing. Therefore, this universe was already there, not as Ishvara only, Atma only. the whole universe remained as Atma only. Okay? But in potential form. The universe which was there as Atma in potential form, the same universe now is manifested form, therefore Atma alone is now also. Again, when the universe will become unmanifest also, Atma alone will be. Atma was, Atma is, Atma will ever be. Which means there is no second thing other than Atma. Only difference is, before Atma alone was, with the universe in potential form, non-separate from him, non-different from him. After the manifestation also, universe is non-different from him. Atma alone is inseparably in the form of the universe. After the, when it resolves also, Atma alone will be. Therefore, this universe which is non-different, which is dependent on Ishvara, Atma, and which comes and goes, is Mithya. Okay? Atma eva idamagra asit. Again, in Brihadaranyakopanishad itself, another mantra, Brahma va idamagra asit. Same meaning. Brahma va idamagra asit. Atma, masculine gender word. Brahma, neutral gender. Sorry, that's all difference. Neutral gender word. Brahma va idam agra asit means agre asit. See, whenever this a comes, that ekara becomes dropped. Sanskrit students know this. Brahma va idam agre asit. Brahma va idam agra. Indeed, Brahman alone was there. So, idam, this world of duality, which is experienced now, was there before its manifestation as only Brahma. Understand? As the universe existed before, as only Brahma. Only reality, Brahma. Which means, the universe was non-separate from Brahma, even it is before its manifestation. Therefore, now also it is non-different from Brahma. Therefore, it is not real. In the next sentence, Dvitiya Advai Bhayam Bhavati. This comes in Taittiriyam also. It is in Brihadaranyakam also. Dvitiya Advai Bhayam Bhavati. It is something very profound statement, no? The phenomenon called fear happens only because of seeing a second thing other than oneself. Of course, relatively, one can see countless forms and names other than oneself. Absolutely, there's no second thing. When you say, all waves are non-different from the water. Water is non-separate from the waves means there's no second thing other than water. Similarly here, this world of countless number of forms, names and functions, constitute of living, non-living things, everything here, nothing is different from the all-pervasive, abstract reality, consciousness, Atma. Atma is non-separate from everything here. Then there's no second thing. In fact, Atma, we should say what? I, the consciousness, am the existence of the whole, means I alone am the whole. So when I don't see anything separate, being different from me, this is called, in Bhagavad Gita it said, no? Atmani yaha pashyati, sarvam pashyati, sarvam yaha atmani pashyati, one who sees everything in oneself, oneself in everything. Seeing oneself in everything, seeing everything in oneself. In Bhagavad Gita it is said. Isn't it? For such a person, there's no fear. So here it is said, so dvitiya advai bhayam bhavati. The second thing is not there means, who can come and do any harm to whom? So bhayam is, fear itself is because of the unacceptance of duality to be reality. Okay. So what is absolutely indestructible is Atma only. And these are all, anyway, the subject to change. The so-called mithya duality, the mithya forms, aims and functions are subject to relative destruction. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Therefore, there is no thing called total destruction at all of anything. We understand the nature of the mithya forms, nature of the reality. Understand this is a fact, accept the fact, then there is no fear. See, acceptance of the fact as a fact is possible only if the fact has been understood. It's a fact. Fear is because of seeing a second thing. Okay. Natu tad dvitiyamasti. This is also from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Natu tad dvitiyamasti. There's no second thing. Upanishad states, it's called Vedanta Vakyam. Where's the second thing? I see. Where's the second thing? Jnani says, I don't see. No, I see. No. No, there's no second thing. Natad dvitiyam asti. Okay. Yatrattu asya sarvam atma eva abhut. Again, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad statement. 15th mantra. The 5th section, 4th chapter. Beautiful sentence it is. Yatrattu asya sarvam atma eva abhut. For a jnani, for a wise person, for any wise person, where all that is there is only Atma. Atma eva sarvam, Atma eva abhut. Like saying, no, all waves are water only. Like that. Sarvam Atma eva abhut. Gross forms, subtle forms, mobile forms, immobile forms, actions, results of actions, loss turning the results of actions, expressive pairs of opposites. Sarvam Atma eva abhut. All that is there is only Atma in the vision of a wise person. For a jnani. Okay. Ityadishu, in all these Vedantic statements, vichakshanaihi, by people of vision, wisdom. Shankaracharya gives the meaning of the word nipunaha. Who is a vichakshanaha? Vichakshanaha, singular word. Vichakshanaha, the person of clear vision. The person of unique vision of what is. Who is that jnani? He says, Nipunatara Vastu Darshi. Nipunatara Vastu Darshi. Is Vichakshanaha. You can simply say Jnani, no? Easy to say Jnani. Why Nipunatara Vastu Darshi? We know, all of us know the word Jnani. Easy. Jnani. Vichakshanaha. Okay, one more word. Nipunatara Vastu Darshi. One who is of the expertise of clear vision of what is. Seeing the abstract, seeing the subtlest, the very existence of everything, formless, attributeless, imperceptible, still this jnani sees that as the very self, as the content of I. Nipunatara Vastu Darshi is vichakshanaha. So he says vichakshanaihi is equal to nipunatara vastu darshibhihi. He says panditaihi. He must give a simple meaning. Okay? Panditaihi. Panditaha, vichakshanaha, jnani, nipunatara vastu darshi. All mean the same. Vastu darshi means seer of the truth. Seer of what is. What does it mean? Other than the consciousness existence, nothing else is. Seeing what is vastu darshanam. Seeing what is not is mithya darshanam. Isn't it? Seeing what is vastu darshanam. The problem is, we do not see what is. We do not have vastu darshanam. We only see what? Only we miss the screen on which the film is moving. The whole attention is drawn towards the stories, the hero in the problems and all these things. The movie is going on. Okay? Attention is grabbed. Attention is not at all paid to the screen on which, in which everything happens. Like that here, vastu darshi is a jnani. That is nipunatara vastu darshi. Okay. Vichakshanaihi nipunatara vastu darshivihi panditaihi ityartaha. So, mean this duality being mithya is very clearly seen. Okay. Now he wants to stop there. We will enter into the next. Oh, one more thing is there. One more sentence is there. Tamashvabhranibham. Still, we have one more sentence of the same mantra, same karika. Tamashvabhranibham, page number 382. Tamashvabhranibham drishtam varshabuddha sannibham. Again he wants me another example. Tamashvabhranibham drishtam. This universe has been, by all these, okay, in all these Vedantic statements, by nipunatara vastu darshi, by darshis, by wise people, how this duality is seen, how it has been seen, it has been seen. Tamashvabhranibham. See, shvabhra means crack on the earth. Okay? The crack seen on the earth is shvabhra. Shvabhranibham. How the snake, sometimes the snake, we have, so the rope is mistaken to be something else, isn't it? Okay, the snake also can be taken to be what? Crack on the earth. Why only Raju? Now, here snake, okay, snake, again snake becomes, the crack on the earth is can be mistaken to be what? Can be mistaken to be rope, mistaken to be snake also. When in darkness, in dim light. Shvabhra, nibha means like, okay. Shvabhra nibham. So how in darkness, this crack on the earth looks like a rope or a snake. How can you say that? Anything. Similarly, this jagat is also what? Mistaken to be real. not real. Varsha Buddha Sannibham. Varsha means rains. Varshati, rains, verb. Varshaha, rain. Budbudaha, budbudaha means bubble. So, Varsha Jala Budbudaha, Varsha Budbudaha. So, bubble, water bubble, okay, bubbles of rain water. Varsha Budbudha Sannibham means similar. This world of duality is as, okay, mithya, as unreal as these rain water bubbles. This world of duality experienced is as unreal as the crack on the land, ground, mistaken to be as rope or snake. And he says, this universe was nashaprayam. Nashaprayam means constantly it is disappearing actually. Nashaprayam, as it is seen as disappearing. Then, sukadhinam, sukathinam, it is not at all a source of happiness. Sukathinam means it is devoid of happiness. See, the problem is we should not mistake the world to be, oh, there's no happiness at all. World is not a source of happiness. World is not a source responsible for unhappiness also. World is just the world. Just appearance. Okay. The words elements, elementals. That is why it's mind-boggling appearance. After only that, only truth. That's all. It's not a source of happiness. Therefore it is sukhat heenam, sukhat dhinam. What? This world of duality. Nashottaram abhavagam. Nasha uttaram. After it becomes destroyed, I mean resolved, abhavagam. Okay, abhavam gacchati. It becomes non-existent. Now, after resolution, it is non, it's as well as non-existent. Nashotram abhavagam. Nashat puram, it seems to be existent. Nasha uttaram, it becomes non-existent. After the resolution or dissolution. Iti, this quote is from where? Mahabharatam. Vyasa Smritihi. I like this expression. Shankarabhadpada did without saying Mahabharatam. Vyasa Smritihi. Why Mahabharatam is given the status of the Smriti? Because Mahabharatam only presents the Vedic teaching. Reflecting the Vedic teaching. All the subtle facts, all the dharmas, all the Vishal Shastram, whole Vedic teaching alone is magnified, personified. The consequence of not following dharma, benefits of following dharma, all the whole Vedic teaching is magnified and elaborated and presented, reproduced from the mind of Vyasa. For Vyasa, it has emerged from the Vyasa's memory of what he has retained in his mind, him of knowledge. That's why Smriti, okay, Vyasa Smriti, Mahabharatam. This quote is from Vyasa Smriti. I did not explain Vyasa Smriti and all, but still I have gone out. It's okay. Vyasa Smriti. So there, Mahabharata Vyasa says, this Tamashvabhranibham Drishtam. Varsha Budbuddha Sannibham Nasha Prayam Sukadhinam Nasha Uttaram Abhavagam means Abhavam Gacchati Iti Abhavagam. It completely disappears. It becomes non-existent after its dissolution. Okay. So 31st Karika is over. Now, Dvaita Mithyatvam has been explained very well. Now, the following Karika, okay, I can say an important tiny little Karika which presents the entire vision, the entire teaching of the whole Prakaranam in a nutshell. Following Karika. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this as what? Prakaranartha upasamharartha ayam shlokaha. What Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces? This following Karika, ayam shlokaha, this 32nd Karika is what? Upasamharartha. It is specifically for summarizing, consolidating, concluding the subject matter of the entire prakaranam. Prakaranartha. Prakaranasya artha prakaranartha. Subject matter of the entire prakaranam, the entire second chapter, is here for consolidating, concluding, summarizing the subject matter of the entire section, entire chapter, second chapter. This shloka is presented. This shloka is for that purpose. Ayam shlokaha prakaranarthasya upasamharartha. Prakaranartha upasamharartha. Okay. Before I go to the second sentence of the Shankara Bhagavatpada, I want to explain certain things. Okay. See, from the beginning, how Gaudapada Acharya has been teaching, you have to see that. There are many subtle ideas, profound Vedantic ideas have been discussed until now. To understand what is being said in this following Karika, we have to simultaneously remember all the profound, subtle ideas discussed in the Vedanta Shastram in different places. Okay, so here, how the Vedanta Shastram presents the teaching? Vedanta Shastram presents the teaching in two levels. Two levels. The two levels of presentation of the teaching in the Veda Shastram. In the entire Veda Shastram. Not the Vedanta Shastram. The entire Veda Shastram. The whole Veda should be taken as a Pramana Grantaha. In the entirety of the Veda Shastram, the teaching is presented in two different levels. The first level of teaching is to help the people, this aspirants, to become mature. To help them become emotionally steady, intellectually sharp, to become adequately prepared. The first level of teaching is presented by the Veda Shastram. So, yoga arudasya, isn't it? Aru rukshuhu arudaha. You heard these two words from Bhagavad Gita. Aru rukshuhu, the one who is aspiring to become the prepared. Arudaha, the one who has become prepared. So, the one who, for jnana yogyata praptyartham, for attaining the eligibility required for this jnanam, the first level of teaching is presented. Jnana praptyartham, for attainment of jnanam, the second level of teaching is presented. So, the first level of teaching, how? The first level of, the present, the first level of teaching, Shastram accept accepting our erroneous perception, accepting our experience, person's the teaching, because husband does not want to confuse us in the very beginning. Because all our focus is based on what? Everything that we see, understand things in the world only based on what we see, what we hear, what we perceive, what we experience. So Shastra carefully presents the teaching. Okay. What is the first level of teaching first? It's called, the first level of teaching is in the form of Adhyaropa Drishtihi or Adhyaropa Vadaha. What Adhyaropa Vadaha? This universe exists. This universe exists. Does the universe exist really? Atma alone exists. In the form of the universe. The universe exists means the universe is real. The world is real. The duality is real. Shastram presents, accepts this. Then, by stating that, this universe which is real, exists, has a cause. Without a cause, how can something be here? So this universe is an effect. Karyam exists. And you see, this is the effect. This is a karyam. Here, saying what is really is Atma. But the universe which is not really said to be real. Which means, this is called deliberately Shastram presents the Mithya universe as real, as reality. This is called superimposition. It means the reality status of the Atma is given to the Jagat, which is what? Superimposition. Deliberately, isn't it? This is what is Adhyaropaha. Then, first giving the status of reality to the universe, Mithya universe, then it's all said to be what? Effect, product. Because we are experiencing, enjoying it, interacting with this, we are living in this world, experiencing. Oh, it is real. And Shastram says, we are very happy. Yes, yes. Universe is, it is real. Because it doesn't deny our perception. No, how painful it is sometimes if your perception is denied. From your own standpoint, you argue. Isn't it? Anyway, so that is why Shastra is very careful not to hurt, offend you. That's why mum. Okay? Mum means no hurting. So, it says, yes. Then what happened next step? This is karyam. So karyatva adhyaropaha. Astitva adhyaropaha. The superimposition of the existence, the reality status, superimposition of the effect status. This is adhyaropaha. Not only that, when it is karyatva means, oh, universe is means you must talk about what? What is the cause of it? Where has it come from? You have to say. You have to answer. The universe is means you have to talk about the cause. This is means part E. Oh, what is it made of? You have to give an answer. If it is not there means the question will not rise. So, Brahma Karanam. Here, this Shastram slowly introduces Brahma as what? Jagat Karanam. Oh, that Brahman I cannot see, I cannot know, I cannot conceive, I cannot not understand the description. That Brahma is as what? As the cause of the universe. First we are introduced to this existence of the reality by the Shastram. Brahma asti. Brahman is. The knowledge of the existence of Brahman as is. Okay, that's the reality. Abstract formless reality. Shastra doesn't say all that. There is a cause which is Brahma, Atma. Which means the causal state is also is attributed to, superimposed upon Brahma. This is Adhyarupa. When person said, why? Then Brahma is there. Cause of the universe means, from by presenting this, through Adhyarupa, what does Shastram teach? By using this method of Adhyarupa, superimposition, which is not really there, what does Shastram want to teach? Shastram just makes us accept the existence of Brahma. Okay, reality is. How? There's a logic is used again. No effect can ever exist independently without its cause. And no cause is ever separate from its effect. These are the two facts. Which is our, based on our experience. From this our experience, we have to have a, this is a hetu for us to arrive at the conclusion. Inferential knowledge, what is that? Brahma asti. Brahman is very much, okay, non-separate from the jagat. And cause exists in the form of existence of the effect. So Brahman is in the form of existence of the universe. And this world is there. Okay. First of all, this is the first understanding. Oh, there is reality. Though it is imperceptible, though it is inconceivable, though it is indescribable, though it is available for any other pramanam, Shastram says and gives the logic. Okay. Brahma asti. It is very useful for us. This Brahma Astitva Jnanam. This morning also I explained this in Kathopanishad class, but very important to, I can bring this also here. The knowledge of existence of Brahman itself is what? Saguna Brahma Jnanam. Why? You are seeing the abstract reality with, in the form of universe. Isn't it? It's called Saguna Brahma Astitva Jnanam. This knowledge is not enough. This knowledge will not liberate us. Okay? This is not for liberation. See, for you to aspire for what that Brahman is, you must know, first of all, Brahman exists. Because you don't believe otherwise. No, I don't see it, I don't hear it, I don't see it, I can't experience it. I don't want to believe it. It doesn't exist. I can become a Shunyavadi. No, you lose the benefit. So, making you accept. Oh, baby, accept it. Yes, mom, you have to say that. So, immediately what now? The Astitva Jnanam is what? Then, Brahman has what? This, the whole Jagat, showing the universe as the effect, establishes the existence of Brahman. As the, presenting it as a cause. Astitva Jnanam is said to be Sa Upadhika Jnanam, Sopadhika Jnanam. We know Brahman is means where? In the form of whole Jagat. As existence of the Jagat. As the cause of the universe. It's called Sopadhika Jnanam. Sa Visesha Jnanam. See, Sopadhika Brahma Jnanam. Sa Visesha Brahma Jnanam. Saguna Brahma Jnanam. Is Astitva Jnanam. Also Paroksha Brahma Jnanam. I have indirect knowledge of Brahman as the cause of the universe. It's all adhyaropa. Okay? Astit, knowledge of the existence of Brahman itself is what? Having knowledge of, indirect knowledge of the Brahman, name of existence of the universe, as the cause of the universe. This is sa visesham Brahma. Brahman with attributes. So upadikam Brahma, Brahman with upadi in the name of universe. Sagunam Brahma, Brahman with the attributes. Savisesham, Savisesha Brahma Jnanam, Sopadika Brahma Jnanam, Saguna Brahma Jnanam, Paroksha Brahma Jnanam, Paroksha Brahma Jnanam is what? Astitva Jnanam. Knowledge of the existence. Okay. Then, waits. Okay. Then slowly, when you're a little ready, the Shastra makes you understand. Now, slowly has to tell, without making us feel bad, you know, effect is non-different from cause? Yes. So what? Effect is what? Cause is non-separate from the effect? Yes. Therefore, is there effect? No. Cause alone is... there's no effect. Take, for example, clay pot. Clay alone is name of pot. Isn't it? So pot is just the non-substantial form, name and function. The only substance is clay. Like that, here also, Brahman alone is... The Jagat is not... Jagat, there is no Jagat. There is such a thing called Jagat at all. Jagat is appearance, projection of Brahma. Projection of Brahma. Appearance of Brahma. There is no Jagat. There is no Jagat means, how can you call it effect? Jagat must be there, only then you can say it is effect. There is no Jagat. What is Jagat then? Jagat is another name for Brahma. For appearance of Brahman, name is given is Jagat. That's why first name of Vishwasnam is what? Vishwam. Vishwam Vishnu Shatkaro. Vishwam. First name of Vishnu. Vishwasnama, one of the first name of Bhagavan is what? Vishwam, universe. Universe is another name of Brahma. For the appearance of Brahma. Okay? There's no universe. What are two things? Universe is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from universe. Just as effect is non-different from cause, cause is non-separate from effect. There's no Jagat. There's no Jagat means, then what can I call as effect? There's no effect. This is called Apavadaha. Apavada he brings little later. Soon they can digest the fact. Can I have one more chocolate in your mouth? So Brahman is not the cause. If Jagat is not there, Jagat is cannot be called effect. Effect is also not there. How can it be causal status? Gradually, causal status also is negated. Negation of causal status, negation of the Jagat, existence of the Jagat is what? Apavadaha. Second. These two, okay? Then immediately the doubt may come. Doesn't Shastram sound contradictory? Initially states Jagat is Satyam, the Jagat is real, Jagat exists, Brahman is cause. Later on, Jagat is not real, Jagat is Mithya, Brahman alone is Satyam, Brahman alone is the name of Jagat. No, there is no contradiction. This is what I'm saying. One must have the vision of the Atma to be able to interpret the teachings correctly. Understand? This is the difference. It's one level. And not only this, it is one contradiction, no contradiction. This presentation, this teaching in two different levels, okay? As Adhyaropa, okay, level and Apavada level. Negation. For considering the well-being important, the teach student, for the sake of the students, for their preparedness, to prepare them slowly, because it's a very big, amazing, this is not an easy joke. Just to say there's no jagat. So, they had a preparation. So, slowly persons. The same way. In the karma upasana khandas, same shastram, presence what? Presence accepts jiveshwara bhedaha. Presence the jiveshwara bhedaha, and based on presentation of jiveshwara bheda, accepting the difference, shastram also presents karmas, rituals and upasanas. All disciplines. If this bheda is not there, then karma upasanas cannot be performed, practiced. So jiveshwara bheda, is it real? Not real. But shastram presents it. Accepts the jiveshwara bheda in the karma kanda. Presenting means what? Accepting the jiveshwara bheda. Again, this bheda is already known to us. Accepting the jiveshwara bheda, which is already known to us. And shastram presents the karma, many rituals and upasanas. Why? Shastram, this is the only way every individual can remain in association with the truth as Ishvara. You see, one must be helped to be with the truth indirectly, not directly. So, in prayer, only then prayer, worship, meditation, you know, it's all possible. Again, the Jiveshwara Bheda is accepted means Shastram teaches the Dharma, the values, Karma Yogaha, why you should perform actions, and how you should, what should be the attitude. Actually performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. Accept everything as prasada. All this karma yoga and upasana yoga. Living karma yoga means not even a fraction of a second Bhagavan is forgotten. Doing everything as an offering to Ishvara. In every action you are doing, you are thoughtful of Bhagavan. Dharma. Not going against dharma. So karma yoga is the discipline to convert the gross mind into a subtle mind, to drive the tamas away. It's the means of driving away the tamas. And also converting one's impure mind into a pure mind. Unsteady discipline into a steady mind. Then, upasana. Meditation is also what? Another discipline. This is for rajasic, convert a rajasic person into a sattvic person. Tamasic should become rajasic through karma yoga. Rajasic should become sattvic through upasana yoga. And to jnana yoga, one must become gunatitaha, nirgunaha, nistraigunyaha. Sattva-guna also. To become sattvic, upasana yoga. To become rajasic, first of all, karma yoga. Then, jnana yoga is for what? To become free from all three gunas. to drive away this, isn't it? Therefore, all things must be prescribed. For a person to go through these two disciplines, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, two disciplines, Jiva Ishvara Bheda has to be accepted. Shastram accepts this difference, presents the teaching, helps the students to become eligible for the Jnanam. The same Shastram, in later on, in the end portion of the Vedanta Shastram, all the Upanishads, teaches what? Jiva Ishvara Abheda. The students are ready to grasp the teaching, Jaha Jaha Lakshana. Using this Jaha Jaha Lakshana, what should be retained, what should be negated, what is Lakshyartha, Vachyartha, what is Lakshyartha, teaching all this, Shastram slowly makes the person understand Jiva Ishvara Abhedaha. Jiva Ishvara Abhed, non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara is taught, which means Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is taught. So, it is not appropriate for us to say Shastram states that presents the teaching contradicting, okay, two levels of teaching are not contradictory. Teachings are for people of different levels of students are there. They are for different levels of students, and these disciplines are not too different for different types of people. No, all the disciplines, all teachings at all levels should be followed by every individual sequentially. So to come to the last portion of the teaching, which is for the Jnanam. Okay, the same way. Once you say Jagat is, universe is, what should be the question? In the context of accepting the existence of universe, accepting the universe as real, we have to talk about what? Creation. You need not talk about the creation of something which doesn't exist. Rabbit's horn, when was it born? We don't need to ask. A rabbit horn doesn't even exist. You can talk about something, existence or creation, etc., only of something which is there. A non-existent thing need not be, need not talk about creation, sustenance or resolution of non-existent thing. So universe is, when you say, you have to talk about the creation. Therefore, Shastram presents, okay, Ishvara as the creator and Jagat as the creation. And then, there is a creation of the universe, sustenance of the universe, resolution of the universe. When Brahman is presented as the Brahmatma, presented as Jagat Karanam, the definition is what? No? The Tatastha Lakshmi is what? Yasmajjatam Jagat Sarvam Yasmin Neva Yenaiva Dharyate Yasmin Neva Praliyate. That from which the universe has come into existence, that by which the universe is sustained, that in which the universe resolves is Brahma. It states already Ishvara is present as what? The creator, sustainer, the resolver, and this creation, sustenance, resolution of the universe. In the beginning, then later on, what do we say? Jagat is not there. In Adhya, in Apavada, okay, when there is Apavada, at the level of Apavada teaching, teaching where Apavada is done, negation is done. At the level of teaching, when the negation is done, what happens? There is no Jagat. there is only Brahma. Jagat is appearance of Brahma. Two reasons. Non-different from Brahma. Brahma is non-separate from Jagat. Therefore, Brahman alone is, Atma alone is in the form of the universe. There is no Jagat. Means, it's as though, say, when the Jagat is not there, how can you talk of the creation? Creation must be something which is there. So, there is no creation, there is no sustenance, there is no resolution, there is Brahman alone. It is Maya Shakti, manifesting the universe, resolving the universe, manifesting the universe, resolving the universe, Brahman alone, asti Atma eva asit, Brahma eva asit, Brahma eva asti, Brahma eva bhavishyati. This is the fact. Okay, there is no Jagat. As long as you see the mistake, the rope to be a snake, you don't see rope at all. You see only the snake, snake, snake. The when did it come? Where did it come from? How did it come? We have to ask all questions are possible. And going very close to the rope, turning the light on, or also taking some candle or something, and see very closely, there's no snake. There's only rope. And when they say there's only rope, then there's no need for us to talk about the creation of the rope, sustenance of the rope, resolution of the rope. Rope is not there. Snake is not there. Then we don't need to talk about the creation, sustenance, resolution, destruction of the snake. Is what is not there will not be there. This is called cognitive dissolution. Okay. Why I also brought in the example of snake and rope? We have to understand. When this knowledge happens, when understanding happens, when we negate the existence of universe as mithya, stating what is only Brahma, only Atma, even after having this clear vision of what is only Atma, still in our perception there will be duality. The experience of duality and perception of duality will continue to be there. Jagat will continue to be there. But the change is only in your perspective. The change only in cognition. Cognitive change happens. Perspective change happens. Therefore, this adhyasa is corrected here. Adhyasa is corrected. It's called jnana adhyasaha. Why is it called jnana adhyasaha? The changes happen only in perception. Whereas, when this rope is discovered, snake is, after resolving the rope, snake as a rope, In the wake of halja of the rope being a rope, the snake becomes resolved, the snake doesn't appear. There's no snake. Whereas when you negate the Jagat, Jagat continues to be there. So there, Artha Adhyasaha. Here, Jnana Adhyasaha. The error is corrected through knowledge. That error is now resolved to the resolving the object. Artha adhyasaha, jnana adhyasa. See, when you see the rope as a rope, the snake becomes resolved. After resolving the snake, again the snake doesn't appear there. Whereas here, even after negating the world as mithya, you know what is only Brahma. Still, in a perception, the world will continue to be there. The duality will be there. Experience and perception of duality cannot be removed for good. Perceptually it will be there, but cognitively, you know, it is not there. You see, understand it. This is a jnana adhyasa. That is artha adhyasa, that is object. Of course, the example is okay. Example is used and we leave it there. Yeah. No, Samji, what happens once the snake is resolved, the snake, after knowing the only rope is there, again you see only rope. You don't see the snake. Whereas after knowing the world is mithya, duality also, the world doesn't disappear like that. The world continues to be there. You continue to experience the world of duality, continue to be in the same world of duality. Nothing changes outside. Only here. This is jnana adhyasaha. That is artha adhyasa. That object disappears. The jagat doesn't disappear here. In discovering Brahma, jagat does not disappear like the snake. Disappear in the sense, again, you don't physically see the snake there. No. That is okay. What I'm saying, once you see the rope as a rope, the snake is not there anymore. Because the snake was never there. But in your perception, snake was there. But once you know that after seeing the rope as a rope, the snake again will not come back. Whereas here, you're seeing here, you know, after understanding what is there's only Brahman also, still this perception of duality will be there continuously. Perception will be there, experience will be there, but cognitively, you do not, absolutely, it is not there in your vision. This much preparation is required to enter into this 32nd karika. Okay? Therefore, what Shankaracharya says, let us see here now. I have introduced this karika very nicely. That is why nothing should be given overnight. The teaching has to happen gradually. That's why Vedanta Shastram. Nampari Swami used to say, this is amazing. What's amazing about Vedanta is, gradually, it kicks away, it knocks off the everything. The Mithya Shastram, taught by Mithya teacher, Mithya teaching, okay, and Mithya Jnanam rises. Mithya Jnanam goes. Finally, the Shastram just knocks off itself. This is the uniqueness of Vedanta. Leaving only what? The vision. What is there is only Brahma. Okay, let us read the next sentence. So, first he said, that is why I said, this shloka, first why he says, prakaranartha upasamharartha upasamhara artham ayam shloka. This shloka is presented here specifically for summarizing, consolidating, concluding the subject matter of the entire prakaranam. ಪ್ರಕರಣಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಹಾರಾರ್ಥ ಅಯಂ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಓಕೆ, ಯದಾ ವಿಥತಂ ದ್ವೈತಂ, ವಿಥತಂ ದ್ವೈತಂ, ದ್ವೈತಂ ವಿಥತಂ, ವಿಥತಂ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ, ದ್ವೈತಂ ವಿಥತಂ. ಸಿ, ದ್ವೈತಂ ಇಸ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂಟ್ರಲ್ ಜೆಂಡರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಥತಂ, ದ್ವೈತಂ ವಿಥತಂ. ಸೊ ವೈತಥ್ಯಂ ಇಸ್ ನೌನ್, ವಿಥತಂ ಇಸ್ ಅಡ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್. ಓಕೆ, ದ್ವೈತಂ ವಿಥತಂ, ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್, ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯ. ಆತ್ಮ ಏವ ಏಕಃ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ. ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ಸನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಸ್ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ಆತ್ಮ ಏಕಃ ಏವ ಅಸ್ತಿ, ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಪುಷ್ಡ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪ್ರೊಜೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ not real, it is mithya, its appearance of the only atma. Okay, this fact, dvaitam vithatam, atma ekah eva paramarthatah asti, sans vitekness asti. When this understanding happens, yada, when this understanding happens, what is that? Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Atma alone is, there's no, jagat is not there, jagat is not real. When this fact becomes understood, tada idam nishpannam bhavati. When that understanding happens, then this should happen. What happens? Sarvaha ayam laukikaha vaidikaha cha vyavaharaha ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ವಿಷಯಃ ಏವ ಇತಿ. ವೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ, ಆತ್ಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ. ಓಕೆ, ವೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ಅನದರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ಅಯಂ ಸರ್ವಃ ವ್ಯವಹಾರಃ. ಸರ್ವಃ ವ್ಯವಹಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಂಡೇನ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಲೌಕಿಕ, ದೆನ್ ವೈದಿಕ, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಕ್ರೆಡ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, secular mundane activities, laukikaha vaidikaha cha vyavaharaha, all transaction. The word vyavaharaha means transaction, all worldly transaction involving secular, sacred, religious, mundane activities, all of them avidya vishayaha eva. All are objects of ignorance. What does it mean? All of them are within the realm of ignorance only. All are under the plane of ignorance means what? All are within the realm of ignorance only. All transactions which are happening, the worldly transactions, mundane transactions, or even transactions in terms of spiritual, the religious, sacred, mundane, worldly, all of them are within the realm of ignorance only, which means in the standpoint of Atma, there is no transaction. Absolutely, there is no transaction. transcendence, because so much of doing is happening, isn't it? How can it all not real? That is why it is not said to be unreal. Understand? That's why the world of duality is never said to be unreal. Unfortunately, it is not real also. Maybe unfortunately. It's not real also. No. There's a pain of not accepting. Fortunately, it is not real also. The problem is, we have no problem, okay? We know it is not unreal. But what we do not know is, it is not real. We know it is not unreal. Half jnanam we have. We know it's not unreal. Thank God. Because we were living in the world now. So we accept it. But we do not know it is not real. So, this half jnanam, okay, that's why knowledge of existence itself is very important for one to accept, then to make further progress, efforts to discover what it is. Okay? Now let me, this morning what I taught, I'll tell you. Astitva jnanam is, I told you already, sopadikam brahma jnanam, savisesha brahma jnanam, isn't it? Paroksha brahma jnanam, etc. Now I tell you, what is this? Now, this Atma eva asti jagan mithya. When you understand that Brahma, what is that Brahma? Understanding that Brahma, that reality, which is the existence of the universe, which alone is there, am I. So, astitva jnanam should become asmita jnanam. This morning I said in my Upanishad class, astitva jnanam should become asmita jnanam or asmitva jnanam. Brahma asti tad brahma ahamasmi. There is absolute reality. I, the self, am that reality. Isn't it? Therefore, astitva jnanam will help you make efforts to understand what Brahman is. It will not liberate you. But asmitva jnanam, asmita jnanam, why? Brahman, that absolute reality, Brahman, cannot be understood at all as an object. It's not an object. As this reality has to be understood, arrived at as one's own surupam, only in terms of its nature of knowing. See, the reality can be understood in terms of its nature of existence as the cause of the universe. But that reality, which is of the nature of existence, in the existence of the universe, has to be understood, can be understood. What is the reality in the form of existence of the universe? Can be understood, has to be understood only as the surupma of one's own self in terms of its nature of knowing as consciousness. Chit aspect of consciousness, reality. Chit surupa of reality. Consciousness surupa of reality can be arrived at as surupma of the I, the knower only. You can never arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness as an object, only as one's own surupam. Okay? So you understand it and what? That consciousness is existent. Chit is sat, sat is chit. That reality which is there is myself. So, astitva jnanam where it becomes asmitva jnanam, arasmita jnanam, then what is that jnanam? Nirguna brahma jnanam, nirupadikam brahma jnanam, nirvisesham brahma jnanam, aparoksha brahma jnanam. Brahma asti iti jnanam, paroksha brahma jnanam. Aham brahma asmi iti jnanam is what? Aparoksha brahma jnanam. Which is nirguna brahma jnanam, nirvisesha brahma jnanam, nirupadika brahma jnanam. Here you understand what? This aparoksha brahma jnanam, nirguna brahma jnanam is what? Karya karana vilakshanam, vilakshana brahma jnanam. The knowledge of Brahman being distinct from, free from cause and effect. Okay? Therefore, if everything is mithya, there's no universe at all, absolutely, it's only appearance. How can we talk? It's only appearance of the timeless, everlasting reality. Means, how can we talk of the creation? Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya does the, okay, presents the verse of the teaching of negation. Let us read it here. So in jnanam, there cannot be any transaction. Na nirodho na chotpattir, na nirodho na chotpattir, na baddho na cha sadhakaha, na baddho na cha sadhakaha, na mumukshur na vai muktaha, na mumukshur na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata, ityesha paramarthata, na nirodho na chotpattir, na nirodho na chotpattir, na baddho na cha sadhakaha, na baddho na cha sadhakaha, na mumukshur na vai muktaha, na mumukshur na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata, ityesha paramarthata. Let us see just the word meaning. Na nirodha. Nirodha is pralayaha. Okay? There is dissolution. There is no such thing called a dissolution, destruction at all of anything. Because nothing has originated. There is nothing exists here other than Atma. Other than beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive, only reality. There's no universe, absolutely. Go na nirodha, which means, what about pralayaha then? Pralayaha also is mithya. It is not unreal. It is mithya. It means, the appearing universe becoming unmanifest is pralayaha. That's also not real, mithya. Then, nacha utpattihi. There's no creation. There's no origination. No birth. Na baddaha. There's no universe. There's no creation. There's no dissolution. Means, who is baddaha? There's none who is bound. Really. There's no real bondage. There's no none who is bound, therefore nacha sadhakaha. There is no spiritual aspirant who is practicing disciplines, really. Na mumukshu. There is none who is aspiring for moksha. Absolutely. Na muktaha. There is none who is liberated. This is the worst negation, okay? That is why the whole pitika means what? Preparation. What all I said in the beginning. Why I have to say? Because Shankaracharya says only one sentence. Prakaranartha, prakaranartha upasamharartha ayam shlokaha. This one shloka is only for summarizing. Upasamharartham. This shloka, when he says, what he means is, we have to understand what all I said in the class. Okay. Therefore, because he wants no na muktaha, na nirodaha, na cha utpattihi, na baddaha, na cha sadhakaha, na mukshuhu, na vai muktaha. Iti esha paramarthata. Esha paramarthata means this is the fact of absoluteness. This is the fact, vision of absoluteness means what? This is the absolute fact. Ultimate fact. I want to use the word fact instead of truth. This is the ultimate fact, absolute fact. We must have the knowledge of absolute reality to know this fact. Paramarthata. Paramarthata is absoluteness. Okay? The literal correct translation. This is the fact of absoluteness means this is the absolute fact. This is the ultimate fact. There is no greater fact, much subtler fact at all than this. All discoveries of any subtlest things will be relative. This is the absolute, subtlest, non-refutable fact. But Shankaracharya is going to present in his commentary. There'll be some people come here, okay? And they had to be answered. He will do that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.